The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Animals love Eric. Why? Because he's one of them. He eats tin cans like a goat, and he can inflate his throat just like a bullfrog. And if he gets scared, he hops away, doink, doink, just like a cricket. It's pretty crazy. And now here he is, everybody's favorite manimal, Eric Metaxas.
Wow. Albin, you know, Todd says a lot of stuff, and some of it is true. Some of it, let's be honest.
Well, was that true?
Some of it is true.
Okay.
I don't think what he just said was true.
Okay.
And I would know because he was talking about me.
Okay.
Listen, folks, This is an exciting day again.
Again.
We're sorry that every day is so exciting. We try to do a couple of duds, and we fail. But yesterday, I spoke to Ann Graham Lotz. She's the amazing daughter of the great Billy Graham. She's been through a lot, and so we wanted to talk to her at length, and she decided to stick around. So we are going to play the second hour with Ann Graham Lotz. Right after this segment, we're going to leap back in with her. She really has been through a lot. She's dealt with cancer this past year. She lost her husband not long before that. She lost her father a year and a half ago. Really amazing stuff. And she just is such an inspiring figure. I'm thrilled that we had her in the studio. By the way, that will be on YouTube if you want to watch the conversation. Obviously, this is radio, and so you can hear the conversation. But if you want to watch it or send it to a friend, we want to say go to our YouTube channel, The Eric Metaxas Show, and please subscribe to the channel. And I guess I want to say, Albin, that, we've done so many interviews with so many tremendous people. And I want to encourage you folks, go to our YouTube channel and see what we have there and send them to your friends. I mean, we did an amazing interview with Ravi Zacharias not long ago.
That's right.
I've just had so many spectacular guests, and I want folks to know you can share these things. And also, while I'm on the subject, Socrates in the City, we have been posting that as a podcast, and we have been posting videos of that. Just a lot of wonderful conversations. I hope you will use them, share them with your friends, because some of these conversations are so wonderful. I think I wish the whole world could listen in.
Yes.
On
it's
this
the wonderful world of Eric Metaxas. Like,
well,
Disney. This
it's
is
exactly.
Eric.
Yes. I get to have conversations with these amazing people. And later this week, we're going to be talking to Thomas Kidd. He is a professor at Houston Baptist University. He is the world expert on one of my absolute heroes, George Whitefield. If you read my book, If You Can Keep It, George Whitefield. There's a whole chapter on George Whitefield, one of the most extraordinary figures in history. Thomas Kidd wrote a book about him. I said, why don't we get him in here and talk to him about George Whitefield? And that's happening, I think, tomorrow.
Yeah.
So do not miss that one. And we'll put that on YouTube as well. And then my friend Rebecca Lyons, the wife of my friend Gabe Lyons, has written an amazing book. It is just a super bestseller right now. And it is about dealing with anxiety. It's called Rhythms of Renewal. I mean, honestly, it's for everybody. I cannot wait to read it with Suzanne. She'll be on the program as well. We have Kevin Sorbo coming in here.
Mm-hmm.
People know him as Hercules.
Yes.
I know him as Kevin. And we're going to have him in here with
his
wife, Sam Sorbo.
I got to tell you, though, I just arm wrestled him out there.
Yeah?
He beat me badly. Oh,
really?
I shouldn't have.
That's incredible, Alvin.
My arm still hurts.
I had no idea that he might be able to do that. All right. So we've got a lot of guests to look forward to in a couple of minutes, and Graham Lotz. But I want to remind folks three things. Number one, we're doing a fundraiser with the Alliance Defending Freedom. People always ask me, they read my book, If You Can Keep It, and they say, Eric, we agree with what you say in the book. What can we do? Now, in the book, I mention a few things that we can do, and we're making a documentary because I think it's important that everybody understand what it is to be an American, what we can do. But in the short term, what we can do is give to the Alliance Defending Freedom, because at the very center of all of our difficulties in America is a misunderstanding of religious liberty.
Yes.
It is why many people in the church feel under attack. It is why everything is going haywire, because we've begun to misunderstand this so dramatically that it's impinging on all of our liberties, and it will destroy the fabric of the country. This is a very, very basic issue. So the Alliance Defending Freedom is fighting in the courts at no cost to us, folks. They just do this for us, for America, for liberty. They need our help. I want to ask you, please join us in helping the Alliance Defending Freedom. This month, we're trying to raise money for them. You go to our website, which is metaxastalk.com, and you can see the banner there. There's also a phone number I'll give you in a second. But, Alvin, you know, we, which is to say you and I, have decided we want to encourage people to give, not just by telling them how important this is, because it is very important, and because it's at the center of when people say things are going haywire in America, what can I do? I want to say honestly, you can give to Alliance Defending Freedom. It is that simple. They are fighting battles for every American. And I never would say, oh, they're fighting for Christian Americans. Who cares, folks? We care about America, everybody in America. And if you're a real Christian, you care about everybody in America. You don't just care about yourself. So the fact that the rights of evangelical Christians are being attacked, the bigger issue is that all of our rights are being attacked. It doesn't matter whether you're an atheist, a Muslim, a Jew, a Buddhist. It makes no difference. Religious liberty is enshrined in the Constitution for everybody. And it just so happens that right now some evangelical Christians and Catholics are being singled out. Well, we need to get serious and help Alliance Defending Freedom fight for them. But when you do that, understand you're doing this for everybody in America and for the cause of freedom. In other parts of the world, they don't have this. In England and in Europe, they don't have an Alliance Defending Freedom to fight these battles, and they're losing court battle after court battle. It is incredibly grievous. It must not happen here. If we can keep it, this is keeping it. So please go to our website, metaxastalk.com. I'll give you the phone number. It is 800-556-2770. Again, 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. Alvin, we have decided that anybody who gives $100, we're going to give them a free subscription to Metaxas Super.
Yes.
Now, you can buy Metaxas Super, and we hope you will. If you don't want commercials on the podcast, you get commercial-free podcasting. You get all kinds of other special videos that we don't put up on YouTube. You can buy it. You go to Metaxas Super. But if you want to get it for free, give $100 to Alliance Defending Freedom. It's totally tax deductible, and we throw that in as a way to encourage you. If you give $250, you get that plus a signed copy of my new book, Donald Builds the Wall. If you give $500, you get all those things, and you can visit us in the studio. If you come to New York, we would be delighted to have you visit us in the studio. We have visitors in the studio right now. I'm not going to mention their names because they're very shy, sweet people, but I'm telling you, they're here. And if you give $500 or more to any of these things that we do, particularly now to the Alliance Defending Freedom. We want to say there's a standing invitation to come here, visit us the studio.
And there are sandwiches left over. So if you get here soon enough, the sandwiches will be even fresher.
The sandwiches
fresher.
That are here right now.
Yes, and they didn't eat them all. Okay,
maybe we'll have fresh sandwiches when you come in.
Well, I might
make
a few fresh. Okay.
So I want to say that that's the case. And also I want to say, I always throw this out there. If you want to give to a truly great cause, Alliance Defending Freedom needs your help. There are folks out there who can afford to give $10,000. God has blessed you. Mm-hmm. I just want to be really blunt and say that this battle is being fought at the highest level by the Alliance Defending Freedom. They're a nonprofit organization. They need our help. If you have the ability to give $10,000 or anything along those lines, it's tax deductible, and it is absolutely vital, folks. I'm not going to make the case beyond what I've already said right now, but I want to encourage you, anybody who does that, I'd be delighted to have dinner with you. What's today, Tuesday?
Tuesday.
I guess I'm confused. Right? Okay, so it was last night I had dinner with somebody who gave to one of our fundraisers that we do on the program. It's such a delight to meet people. If God moves you to give that amount, I want to work that out with you, and we can get together and have dinner. It can be with a whole group of people, but that's just my way of saying thank you. And I love meeting folks who care about the things that I do and are giving generously. The number again is 800-556-2770, 800-556-2770. And before we go to our break, got to remind you, if you buy anything from MyPillow.com, do not forget to use our code ERIC. Use the discount code ERIC. You get our huge discount, MyPillow.com. Don't forget. Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. As you know, following Christ is a lifelong pursuit. It requires perseverance, and practice makes permanent. A new study Bible for today is the third edition of the Life Application Study Bible. Read by more than 20 million people, it's the best-selling study Bible in the world. The Life Application Study Bible is not a Bible for a season. It's not for a New Year's resolution. It's not just for hard times. It's a Bible for all times, with more than 10,000 newly updated and expanded notes, charts, maps, timelines, profiles, and more. The Life Application Study Bible is the most complete single-volume Bible ever compiled. It is just what you need to apply biblical teaching to your everyday life. As you train for the race God calls each of us to, the Life Application Study Bible is the companion and coach you need by your side every single step of the way. For who you were, who you are, and who God has called you to become for all times, learn more at lifeapplication.com. That's lifeapplication.com.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed.
It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score.
So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow.
Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps.
If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis.
Call 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am talking to Anne Graham Lotz. The new book is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Anne, do you travel in any circles where people are wary of dealing with the Holy Spirit? In other words, do you think that your book and your open discussion of the Holy Spirit will trouble some people who are, I would say, theologically hidebound?
Well, if they read it, they won't be troubled by it, because it's like my memoir. It's not a doctrinal statement. It's not a theological, you know, paper. It's like this is my experience. And I know people experience the Holy Spirit in many different ways, but this is my experience, and it's very personal, and it's real. It's authentic. I've not made this up. This is how the Holy Spirit has worked in my life. So I think sometimes, so to answer your question, yes, I think people within mainline evangelical churches are somewhat afraid of the Holy Spirit. They're afraid things are going to get out of control. They're afraid that, and actually, you know, it would be a good thing if some of these churches got under the control of the Holy Spirit, and He can do some amazing things and change lives. In fact, in John 16, it says, you know, He will convict of sin and the need to get right with God and judgment to come if you don't. And so, which frees us up to love people and to tell them the truth and to tell them about Jesus and to tell them that there is a heavenly Father who loves them and has a plan and purpose for their lives. And it's the Holy Spirit's job, so to speak, to convict them of sin, which is a wonderful thing for a parent. You know, if you have children, and I have three, there's so many times I've wanted to convict them. I've wanted to be the Holy Spirit and convict them of sin. And, you know, and as children, of course, we train them. When they're older, what I do is pray and ask the Holy Spirit within them to just stir up and convict them of things that aren't right. And then I can just love them. And so I feel like for the mainline church, how wonderful to get back to just loving people to Jesus and let the Holy Spirit be the one who corrects and convinces of sin and righteousness and judgment.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because the church is often caricaturized as, you know, a blue-nosed school marm who enjoys really being moralistic rather than loving. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Christians have, we've been guilty of that, but even when we're not guilty of it, people who don't like God or the Bible or Christians seem to think that that's what the Bible is about. And we know that's just flat out wrong.
I think when the world, and you'd have to ask somebody who doesn't know God, but I feel like they think of Christians as being very judgmental, very critical, very self-righteous, and somehow we've lost our witness of the love of God and just His kindness, His compassion. And I feel like if the church, and the church is not a building, the church is you and me, you know, if we, as individual followers of Jesus, would just let Him shine through in His love and His grace, His compassion, and it doesn't mean we don't speak the truth, but we speak it in love, that perhaps more people would think more, not only highly of Christians, but that they would want to know our Jesus.
Well, but it's a funny thing. I mean, I think even of your father's ministry to the various presidents, that many people thought, oh my goodness, how can he spend that kind of time with Richard Nixon for this reason and that reason and the other reason? And it's such a funny thing, because they don't know what was in that relationship, and they don't know whether or they don't know what the Lord said to your father, because I think sometimes it is our job. This is picking up on what you just said, just to love people, not to call them out on everything. Sometimes just by being in the presence of a Christian, someone will be convicted and they will think about something. Yeah. And I guess I wasn't going to bring this into contemporary things, but I see that with this president, too, that to love the sinner is that's our job description.
That's right.
To love the sinner. It's easy to love somebody who is, you know, more holy than we are. But to love somebody who's rough around the edges, aren't we commanded to do that? And doesn't it sometimes look like we are winking at sin?
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, as we just said, it's God's responsibility, the Holy Spirit, to convict people of sin. And we are to just love them. And every single person from the president on down is someone for whom Jesus died. And I think about that when I go on some of these programs or I'm interacting with the secular press that doesn't or secular world, and they don't have a very high opinion of Christians, but I want to show them that Jesus loves them. I can't tell you how many people respond to that, or if I ask them, can I pray for you? And I think that's one reason God had me make my cancer diagnosis public, was to let people see that the fact that I have cancer doesn't mean that God doesn't love me, or that he hasn't blessed me, or that he's trying to punish me. God is a good God. He's a good Father, and he's seen me through. He's my constant companion in the person of the Holy Spirit. If he can be that for me, he can be that for anybody. And there are many people, Eric, I know you know, suffering, and they can be on the opposite political spectrum, but they're suffering. They get cancer. They have spouses who die. They have divorces. They have children who rebel. And we have the answer. We have the hope. Not once during the last 4 years did I lose my peace. Not once did I lose my joy. You know, loneliness knocked on my door, never came in because of the Holy Spirit in my life. And that's a message that I can give somebody who, you know, we might fight politically or in some other way, but to offer them the hope that we have in Jesus, and then, you know, in time, maybe he would also work in their hearts to give them a biblical worldview. But
well, that's the whole thing, and then you have to argue about what's a biblical worldview. But I think you're right that it is a tricky thing. And one of my favorite passages in the last couple of years is where Jesus says, you know, you are this generation is like the children in the marketplace who they say, we sang a dirge and you did not mourn. We played the pipe and you did not dance. In other words, no matter what you do, they have a critical spirit and they're upset and they're annoyed. And I really feel that's kind of where we are today, that people, they're in love with being upset. It gives them a sense of identity almost that I feel morally superior to the people with whom I disagree. Yeah, yeah. And as Christians, we have to say, listen, we are commanded to love our enemies.
Yeah, right.
We are commanded. It's not extra credit Christianity. We are commanded to love our enemies, to pray for our enemies, and we won't be able to do it perfectly, but we must do it. And we never have God's permission to hate.
No.
Never.
No,
even if the person is diametrically opposed, even if you think the person is doing terrible things, you are called, commanded to love them, to pray for them. The church needs to hear that and preach that today.
When we are given permission to hate sin.
Sin.
So, yes, but not the sinner.
Right.
So there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know. So there's some things today going down that I hate.
Yeah.
And I believe God hates too. And it makes him angry, like in Genesis 6 when he was grieved that it even created man because of the sinfulness and the wickedness and the rebellion. And so we can hate sin, but we're to love the sinner. And I mean, I'm a sinner. Praise God that, you know, God so loved me that when I heard about Jesus, I recognized that he was my Savior, that he had died for me and for nobody else. He had died for Ann Lotz, and I asked him to forgive me, come into my heart, and he did, and he gave me eternal life, which is not just heaven when I die, but a personal relationship now, because God is not inviting us into a denomination, into a religion, into a church, into a tradition. He's inviting us into a personal relationship. You can't get more personal than Jesus in me. You know, that's intimate.
It's interesting because, you know, when you said that, you know, you're a sinner, and I know that I'm a sinner. And it's interesting that if you forget that you're a sinner, you forget about the grace of God and the love of God toward you, and then it's easy to forget about it toward other people. Yeah. And I guess my hero, William Wilberforce, mm-hmm. he never was morally grandstanding mm-hmm. against the slave interests. Mm-hmm. He said, we have all been yes. guilty. And because of his deep mm-hmm. sense of his own mm-hmm. sin, he was able to be loving toward his political yeah, yeah, enemies. Yeah. And it's my belief that because of his being able to love his political enemies, he was able to succeed politically. Yeah, yeah. If he'd been more angry and vicious, yeah. he would have failed. And then the great horror, slavery would have continued.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and to put it this way, the ground is level at the foot of the cross. You know, we all have to come to the foot of the cross and come to the very same place to confess our sin, to repent, and to get right with God. So for us to ever think that we're better than somebody else is ludicrous, because we're not. You know, I may be forgiven and somebody else hasn't come to that point yet, but I'm still a sinner, and it's still my sin still required the death of Jesus. So I have nothing to be proud about in myself.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think there's some Christians that have forgotten that and that they deserve to be outside of the presence of God forever. But Jesus, mm-hmm. in his infinite mercy, mm-hmm. loved them. And just in church on Sunday, we heard the parable of the man who he's forgiven a certain amount, and then he goes out to the person who owes him money and grabs him by the throat.
Yeah.
And you think, wow, is that me? Yeah. Am I holding people to a different standard than I expect God to hold me to? Yeah. And I just think that the church needs to hear this message today. We're going to be right back, folks. I'm talking to Ann Graham Lotz, the new book, Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. What an idea. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Republican senator says President Trump would be right to pull out of the Open Skies Treaty. It allows the U.S. and Russia to conduct surveillance flights over each other's territory. Senator Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network it has never been a fair deal. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Lindsey Graham, is inviting President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, to testify about corruption in Ukraine. Giuliani has served as an emissary to Ukraine. Federal law prohibits workplace discrimination on the basis of sex, but does not specifically include same-sex or transgender people. And the Supreme Court has heard arguments on that issue today. Their decision is expected next summer. On Wall Street, stocks have been lower, the Dow off 157 points, the NASDAQ down 64. This is SRN News.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel the timeshare, and that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-601-5050. That's 800-601-5050. 800-601-5050.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Our love is a lie. And so we begin. Foolishly laying our hearts on the table, stumbling in. Our love is a flame.
Hey there, folks. I'm talking to Ann Graham Lotz. The book is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Ann, are there any stories in this book that you can share or that you want to share?
There are many different stories, and I think I've shared a couple already, but just the way the Lord has undergirded me in so many pressure-packed moments. One of them, Eric, I know you were there for my father's funeral service. And, you know, my brother was very strict with each one of us, telling us how much time we'd have, but each member of my family was given a few moments on the platform to say whatever we wanted. And none of my siblings and I planned together what we would say. We just all did what we felt God put on our hearts. And I knew God had put a message on my heart, but I didn't have time to prepare it. I didn't have time to write it out, to think it through, because from the time my father died until the time of his funeral, it was just nonstop motorcades and going to Washington, the rotunda, all of that, you know, and plus you have the grief and the emotion. And so about an hour before the funeral began and I was to go out, I was sitting back at a table and I just put my head on the table and I felt like I was zoning out. I couldn't remember anything. He'd given me a few thoughts a couple of days before and I couldn't put them together, and I felt like I was in another world. I wanted to pass out. And mm-hmm. I came up. Then I was told I had to come out. The president and his wife and the vice president and his wife were there. And I went out and stood for 20 minutes waiting to meet with them, and then walked out in that freezing cold tent. And the time came right at the beginning for my siblings and I to get up to speak. My aunt went first and then my older sister. And when I walked to the podium and I was inside, I was saying, I can tell you what I was praying. Help, you know, help me, Lord, help me. This is in front of the whole world. This, all the who's who of evangelical leadership was in front of me in that tent. And then it was live streamed to the world. And God, don't let me mess this up. I felt like I had a message from him. And when I opened my mouth, Eric, there was peace. There was calmness. There was clarity of thought. And if I had practiced what I said 100 times over, it couldn't have come out, I don't think, any more. You know, it was articulate, it was clear, and it was God's message for I believe, the world. And basically that I felt like God, my father's death was as significant as his life. So what was there significant about it? And it was on the day when, in Jewish tradition, they were reading about Moses, the great liberator who had died. And I felt God had given me that message, that my father was a Moses. He was somebody sent to liberate people from bondage to sin, get them out of bondage, and that his death was very significant. And it was like a shot across the bow. It was a warning to the whole church, wake up, because Jesus is coming. And I still believe that's a strong message. This is Feast of Trumpets today. We're talking, and this is a day when we need to look up, because it's going to be one of these days that Jesus is coming, and I believe it's soon. And what we see in the world situation that you know of so much better than I do, but things are all, it looks like the world's falling apart, but it's falling into place at the feet of Jesus. And I walked off the platform, and I knew the Holy Spirit had come upon me, in a sense, given me the words, given me the strength, even given me a little bit of humor when all my Kleenexes blew into the audience. That's just one story of the help that the Holy Spirit can be, the strength he can give you. He can do for you what you can't do for yourself. And at those crisis moments, you know, and you look back and you think, wow, you know, he just came through it. It's very humbling, actually. I came off that platform just, if I could have, I would have been on my face before him, just in gratitude for what he had done.
It's amazing. You know, I want to say again to folks listening, there is nothing more wonderful and exciting than walking with Jesus. Yeah. There's nothing, right. Absolutely yeah. Nothing. Yeah. And I think that there's so many people think, I've got these problems in my life, I've got this, I've got, and I want to say to them, you have no idea what God has for you.
Yes.
And to walk with him and to have him use you in people's lives, there is just, not only is there nothing better, but let's face it, it's precisely why each of us is on this planet.
Yes.
It's precisely why we're here.
Yeah.
And it's such a joy to see him use us and to see him speak through us. I've had that sense sometimes that I will say something and I know the Lord used it. And you get such a feeling of satisfaction because you know you're precisely where you're supposed to be.
That you count. Your life counts. your life, I mean, for eternity, your life is significant.
Yeah.
And so, only the Holy Spirit, John 15 says, without Jesus, we can do nothing, nothing of eternal significance. And the Holy Spirit is the one. When we yield our lives to Him, people are so afraid to surrender everything, but you surrender everything and He fills your life. And then He comes through you, and you can do things that are way beyond your comfort zone, way beyond your own ability. Just it's the Holy Spirit coming through you to draw people to Jesus. You know, so I agree with you. The Christian life is an adventure.
It's amazing. And we don't know what's around the corner, but we have the joy of knowing He knows.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. And He knows when He's going to take us to be in His presence. Yeah, and it's just... it's real, and I know you've walked with the Lord your whole life, and your family has mostly done the same. I mean, it's just kind of an amazing thing when you know that it's true. And I just want to reiterate that to folks, that this is not something we believe. Mm-hmm. It's actually true. Yeah.
And we know that because that's what the Bible says. So the Bible is God's word, and I believe every word of it. I believe, you know, every jot and tittle, as Jesus said, will be fulfilled. None will pass away. That it's fully inspired by the Holy Spirit. So I put my faith in God's word, and I take Him at His word. And sometimes we get thrown off because He doesn't answer us immediately. He doesn't speak to us immediately.
Right.
He doesn't see. But God's word is so.
Oh, my goodness. We're going to be back for a final segment with Ann Graham Lotz. Folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. You can find us at MetaxasTalk.com. You can find us on YouTube at the Eric Metaxas Show. You can see what we're wearing if you watch this on YouTube, but we don't want you to do that. We'll be right back.
For the reckless ones whose bad trip left them cold, I wear the black and mourning for the lives that could have been.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
How was the doctor?
Not what I expected. I have arthritis.
What? How can I help?
Well, the doctor gave me a rundown on what to know and what to do, and also mentioned a symptom tracking app called Arthritis Power. It can help me and the doc manage my arthritis better.
Well, great. Let's download it from the App Store. Arthritis Power?
Yep, it sounds easy. I just have to answer questions about my pain and other symptoms once a week. It only takes a few minutes. The doctor says that seeing my symptoms over time in this app can help us understand how my arthritis is responding to treatment.
That's cool. Now don't forget to use it, old man. You'll be helping yourself and your doctor.
Old man? man, what does that make you then?
If you have arthritis, download Arthritis Power. Arthritis Power is from the nonprofit Global Healthy Living Foundation and its patient community, Creaky Joints. Your information is protected, and there's never a cost. In fact, you could even be paid for participating in research surveys about arthritis. For more information, go to arthritispower.org or search for Arthritis Power in your app store.
Hi, this is Dennis Prager, and we just launched a new Pragertopia membership called Pragertopia Unlimited. Members can listen to any and all audio programs that are in the Dennis Prager store. That's over 400 programs to choose from. Show segments, talks, lectures, courses, even full access to all 5 books of my Torah teaching. For a limited time, an annual Pragertopia Unlimited membership is only $119. Join Pragertopia Unlimited today. Go to Pragertopia.com.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Of angel hair, ice cream castles in the air.
Hey there, folks. That's Glenn Campbell. I'm Eric from Texas, and I'm sitting here with Ann Graham Watts. And I have to ask you, because how long ago was it that your father passed away? I cannot remember. Is this?
So it's been a year and a half. 2 years ago this February.
That's right. Okay. So, I was in Israel with your niece, Sissy, and I was in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, of all places, when Sissy got the phone call from your brother Franklin that your father had passed away. And I felt privileged to be where Jesus was when I heard about your father stepping into glory. So many people probably remember where they were because your father had an extraordinary legacy. It's hard to make up the kind of life that he had. There doesn't seem to be anybody in American culture, what your father was in American culture all through the mid and latter part of the 20th century. I just wonder if you have any thoughts on that, because it's interesting how the Lord will sometimes raise up someone in a particular way. I think of George Whitefield. There was nothing to compare to George Whitefield in his day. In the 19th century, we can think of a few people, Moody or Finney. But your father really stands out. And I guess I'm wondering if we're in an era where we won't have leaders like that, like if the Holy Spirit is doing something else.
I don't know if he's doing something else. He will always be drawing people to Jesus because his priority is Jesus. You know, it's the written word of God that you might know the living word of God through the written word of God. So the Holy Spirit's priority is Jesus,
right?
Living and written word. But I wonder, Eric, and nobody can know this for sure, but I think my father's ministry was very unique. I think it was once in a human history, and I think it precedes the return of Jesus. I believe Jesus Christ is coming back to rule and reign in this world. And my father's ministry was worldwide evangelism on a scale that we hadn't seen before. And you put it together with what churches were doing and other ministry groups. And, you know, it was Matthew, I believe, chapter 24, verse 14, that when you see the gospel preached to the whole world, then the end will come. And I think we're living in then. We're living on borrowed time, because the gospel doesn't mean people have received it firsthand in a live presentation, but that they've heard, they have access to the gospel, whether through the internet, radio, live presentation, written material, second language, third language. The gospel is reaching the whole world. And Jesus said, then the end would come. And I believe my father's ministry was like a forerunner to the return of Jesus.
It's exciting to think that that Jesus would be returning soon, and I think sometimes that scares some people. It's a little complicated in a way. But let me ask you, what other signs would you say would lead you to that conclusion?
Well, the other positive one he gave in Matthew 24 was when the fig tree puts forth buds. And the fig tree in Scripture represents Israel. It did a couple of days before when he was talking to his disciples. It did throughout the Old Testament. And the nation of Israel was without any sort of life for about 2,000 years. There was no sign of life at all. And then in a very miraculous, supernatural way, she put forth buds. So in May 1948, she was declared a nation once again on her ancient homeland, speaking her ancient language with descendants of her ancient people, you know, using her ancient coins, and she was reborn. And that was very significant, and that falls in line. So that, Jesus said, when you see that, then that's the generation you look up because your redemption is drawing near. And so I believe that's significant. I believe the fact that the world is hearing the gospel is significant. And so I want to live my life, Eric, with no regrets. So whether he comes for me at my death, if my cancer comes back and I go to glory, or if Jesus comes and, you know, I'm taken up to be with him, at that moment, I don't want to look back and say, I wish I had done this. I wish I had done that. Why wasn't I obedient? Why didn't I start walking with the Lord? Why didn't I, you know, I want to, and all of us are going to make mistakes. All of us are going to have some regrets, but I want to have as few as possible and live my life flat out, you know, just to serve him in such a way that I bear eternal fruit. And I live for his pleasure. So I want to see the Lord. I want him to be pleased with me. I want him to be pleased with my children and the way I've lived my life. So that's my whole motive for everything I do.
Well, that's pretty good, Anne. I got to tell you, it's a beautiful thing, and we all need to live that way. It's the only way to fly. Let's face it. What else is there? It's the way to live. Yeah. And it. I mean, I think we have to be clear. We don't get a second shot. The Lord says, this is it. You have this life. And what are you waiting for, right? Yeah. And I think that people say, well, I've lived my life. I'm this old or I'm that old. And I think, wait a second. No. According to the Bible, the moment you step into God's purpose for your life, you could be 95 years old. Right. The Lord gives it an infinite increase in that moment, all of the math changes, as it were. And he can do things through us that we really can't imagine. So there's no way to lose when you give yourself over to the Lord. Yeah. And I think the only thing, it's just what you said, is that we will regret when you get to the other side and you look back and you think, I wish I'd had more faith at that season in my life. The Lord had already showed me enough that I should have been able to have faith, but for some reason I let the worry get to me. My favorite scripture has to be, rejoice in the Lord always. And then right there in Philippians 4, where he says, be anxious for nothing. And I think that's my loving father telling me, Eric, I love you. I don't want you to be anxious. Yeah, and I realize that everybody can live that way, to say that the Bible says, be anxious for nothing. Yeah. I am sufficient for you. Right. Turn to me with your problems.
Yes, that's right. And with praise and thanksgiving. I think it has to do with a perspective.
And thanksgiving. Yes. We don't want to forget that. With praise and thanksgiving.
Yeah. And just have that attitude, just looking for what God has for you in this. And one of the things, Eric, I actually dedicated the book to the lonely before I even heard the statistic that there are 22% of adult Americans today who are so desperately lonely, they have suicidal thoughts, and that it's an epidemic among millennials. I think they live in such a virtual world that they don't make time for relationships, and people are desperately lonely. And after my husband left, we'd been married 49 years, and I buried him, and then my father went to heaven and diagnosed with cancer. I had nobody to turn to, you know, help her. And to feel that overwhelming sense of loneliness. And I felt loneliness knocked at my door, but it never really set in because of the constant companionship of the Holy Spirit. And so if we don't have to figure out our lives. We don't have to even know what the grand purpose is, except that we want to bring glory to God. We just surrender our lives every day and follow him one step at a time, and he takes over so that our lives count.
And that is it, folks. If you're listening, the book is Jesus in Me, Experiencing the Holy Spirit as a Constant Companion. Ann Graham Lotz, the author, and my guest. Ann, thank you so much.
Oh, it's been a joy. Thank you, Eric.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point Software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point Software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. Vantage Point is making its exclusive market forecast process available to you for free when you text MONEY to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A Republican senator says President Trump would be right to pull out of the Open Skies Treaty that allows the U.S. and Russia to conduct surveillance flights over each other's territory. Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew has more in this report.
Senator Tom Cotton says pulling out of the treaty would no doubt benefit the United States.
And it would harm Russia's interests.
Cotton telling the Salem Radio Network it never has been a fair deal.
The treaty objectively favors Russia in two ways.
First, that Russia benefits more from the treaty because it has weaker satellite surveillance.
And two, they're not even upholding their end of the bargain.
As for Democrat claims that pulling out is another favor by President Trump to the Russians,
it is exactly the opposite.
A point Cotton says he's been making for years. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks continue to try to rebound. The Dow now down 70 points. The NASDAQ is off 42. This is SRN News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey,
Albin.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
We've been talking to Ann Graham Lotz.
We have.
I enjoy talking to her. She's just tremendous.
She is.
She's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, if you want to see the video, we'll put it up on YouTube, the whole thing, both hours. You want to go to our YouTube channel and make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'd appreciate it. Okay. Couple things to talk about, Albin, before we end the hour. First of all, got to tell you, folks, we need your help with the Alliance Defending Freedom. Couldn't be bigger, okay? We are dealing with a time in American history where religious liberty is at stake. You see it happening in Europe all the time because they don't have an Alliance Defending Freedom there. They don't have enough liberty to fight for liberty, and so they just lose battle after battle. A man, John Zmierich talked about it, who refused to call a big bearded dude madam, lost his job. This is a doctor. And they basically said, you know what, your biblical worldview is offensive. Human dignity is not compatible. Now, where do they get their idea of human dignity? No one knows. I guarantee you they don't know. This kind of stuff is happening in America. If it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom, it would have already happened. I'm not speaking hyperbolically. I hope you know me and you can trust me. I don't speak hyperbolically on this. These battles are being fought by the Alliance Defending Freedom at the Supreme Court level constantly. They've won every battle at the Supreme Court level because we still have a Supreme Court that takes the Constitution seriously enough. But it's getting bad, and we need your help. The Alliance Defending Freedom needs your help. Now, by the way, there's a funeral home situation where a man at the funeral home, now he's supposed to be comforting the bereaved. Suddenly he decides he wants to dress as a woman. The funeral home said, no, that's going to freak people out. We're here for the people, for the bereaved. It's not about us. It's about them. Well, this is suddenly this has to go to the Supreme Court. So if it weren't for the ADF fighting this battle, and if it weren't for heroes like the people at this funeral home to say, we're not just going to knuckle under, we're going to fight because this is about religious liberty, we'd be losing everything. Bob Trent with the Alliance Defending Freedom talks about the courage of the funeral home directors. Let's listen to this.
They are standing up for everybody's freedom. They could have made an easy choice and just gone along with what the government was telling them to do and compromise in their beliefs, and they were not willing to do that. I just get a great amount of satisfaction knowing each day that we get to stand along and defend people like that, because what they're doing is an example and protects all of us.
If anybody listening thinks this is not my battle, folks, you're mistaken. This is your battle. They're coming for you. Now, that sounds, you know, like I'm being histrionic, overdramatic. No, this is a battle that only a few Americans are being forced to fight right now. But this is a battle for liberty in America. It's very basic. If you understand it, you'll understand how basic it is. Religious liberty is the right of every human being to live out his or her faith in America. You don't have to agree with that faith. Most times you won't agree with that faith. But the founders gave us the freedom to live out our faith. Folks like these folks at this funeral home are being told, shove it. We don't care about your faith. You will knuckle under to the state's, you know, 5-minute-old view of transgender. We're facing this battle. If it weren't for the Alliance Defending Freedom holding our feet to the fire as a nation and asking us to keep our laws in accordance with what the Constitution says, if it weren't for them, it's over, folks. I am not making this up. Please give to the Alliance Defending Freedom. You can go to our website, MetaxasTalk.com. I will give you the phone number also. It's 800-556-2770. This is urgent. 800-556-2770. 800-556-2770. If you give $100, we'll give you a free subscription to Metaxas Super. We're going to give you all kinds of stuff, but this is urgent, folks. 800-556-2770, or go to the website and click on the Alliance Defending Freedom banner. We really do need your help. Thank you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.